morning, breaking show with Jace, the Hooters, and we danced. River 1467. It is 18 past 8, and let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last Oz Logie that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
From Celebrity Land, it's Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning.
Lots going on in the world when it comes to... I want to start with something quite sad, in fact. Facebook has shut down a fake fundraising page trying to profit from the death of Lisa Curry's daughter. What is going on here?
Yes, and first of all, let's sort of give them credit where credit's due here, as they aren't always sort of so quick to act to remove or take down horrible or contentious content. So we'll give them credit there, because that's what seems to have happened here after sort of 12 hours earlier in the week, after just some absolute scumbags launched a fake GoFundMe page, or a fake fundraising page, and a fake Facebook profile pretending to be Lisa Curry's current husband, Mark Tabone, claiming and in a way soliciting donations in the wake of their daughter's death. And unfortunately, sort of while they were dealing with all of this horrendous aftermath of her death from Monday, they then had to take to their social media to tell people that this wasn't them, that he wasn't sending out friend requests, and not to give any money to this fake fundraising page. And thankfully, as a result of them reporting it to Facebook, Facebook now seems to have acted, because yesterday that particular page and the fundraising page completely disappeared from the web. So I guess a good outcome to come from that, but just horrendous, horrendous things to deal with from the lowest of lowest people.
Tough for the Curry family. Hey, what's happening with Melbourne's Carols by Candlelight on Christmas Eve this year?
Well, they're pushing ahead with it as best that they can. Yesterday, I got confirmation from Channel 9 that both them and Vision Australia are very much sort of working towards staging the event at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on Christmas Eve. They're certainly hopeful that they can do that with a limited crowd. Given the Victorian government's current roadmap out of lockdown for Metro Melbourne, it's certainly possible, given that outdoor entertainment venues should, all things going well, be able to open up by the end of November. But I guess that sort of all hangs on whether or not the government classifies the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl as an outdoor venue.
Yeah, right. Okay. Just have to wait and see on that one, of course. Hey, I tell you what, this is quite interesting. Heaps of film and TV memorabilia up for auction next month. What's the story here?
Yes, this is really, really exciting. So this surrounds Mr. Movies, the late Bill Collins, who passed away earlier in the year. His wife, Joan Collins, not the Joan Collins, but a Joan Collins, is pushing ahead with their plans to auction off thousands of items of film and TV memorabilia that he owned. This is taking place from late October through to the end of November through Theodore's Auctions online. And there's everything up for grabs, from like autographs, headshots, to a massive laser disc collection that he owned. But one sort of big ticket item that I'm particularly interested in are his glasses, his spectacles, those really distinctive sort of broad-rimmed black glasses that he'd always wear when he was on TV. So they're one of the big ticket items that will be going under the hammer from mid next month.
What's the website?
It's Theodore's Auctions, so just Theodore's, like it would normally be spelt, auctions.com.au is the place people can go. And you can actually bid now, but the auctions sort of will be taking place each weekend between now until the end, from mid-October, until the end of November.
That'll be very interesting. Hey, Jay, just before we wrap up, heading into finals for AFL, what's your tip so far?
I would have to say that it would probably be Richmond.
Yeah.
I would say the grand final would be sort of Richmond and Geelong, but I think probably Richmond would be the better.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people are thinking that at this point in time. All right, mate, we'll catch up with you next week, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Catch you then.
How many times have we heard our favourite artist on the